Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever and however, at whatever time you're listening. Welcome back to Your Money, Your Life podcast. We are actually on episode 175 of the podcast. So before we even get into it, make sure wherever you're listening, you like, subscribe, five-star rate and review this podcast, as we have a lot to discuss. And more in the business news, the actual markets are really, really quiet this week. So there's not much to discuss in the markets. One thing we have going on is waiting for data when it comes to inflation and what the Fed will do this month. And we believe, as I said before, that rates will remain paused and potentially in July, September, later this fall or summer, go higher. But I'm fairly certain with the data we have now that we're not going to see a rate cut this year. Now, next year's a different story, but a lot of the market is anticipating this year, they're potentially getting a rate cut, but I don't think that's going to happen. We're more than likely going to see a pause in this most upcoming meeting. We avoided the debt ceiling debate. We talked about that earlier last week. So that's one thing going on in the markets. It's really quiet in the markets right now, and there's not a lot going on after the debt ceiling debacle was passed. Now we have potentially the Eurozone is now stating that they're in recession. So that's something to watch. They had GDP slide two consecutive quarters. So that's something to watch as well. Will the US or any other regions also claim recession, which is something that people have been calling for a long time, but it just has not happened yet because consumers are still in a pretty good shape. With that, let's go into news of the week. There was a lot of news this week that I thought was interesting. One story that was interesting is that there's a litigation boom, funding boom. So things are happening where funds are actually finding people that are doing suits and funding their suits, lawsuits, and taking some of the winnings. So litigation funding, it's actually a multi-billion dollar industry, which I wasn't aware of that this was such a big thing, where investors fund lawsuits and potentially receive a sizable percentage of the winnings. So it's been gaining steam in the US where people will find a lawsuit that they think has good prospects of winning, whether someone's suing, a group of people are suing an organization or a company. Case in point, the one particular case, there was 15,000 Indonesian farmers and an Australian company who settled for nearly 200 million last year with the funding firm, the firm that funded their lawsuit, got them lawyers, covered all the fees, legal fees. They took home 40% of the winnings. So apparently it's a win-win for the fund, for the funder and the lawyers, right? So these Indonesian farmers, you know, they can't pay the lawyers for their time, even though the lawyers also get a percentage of the winnings as well. They'll get these funders and have them pay for the lawyer time. And then if they win, they all split the 200 million in this case, which is an interesting way to go about things. I mean, it takes years and years of litigation, but this is something to watch. If this happens, it becomes more prevalent. Something that was still being discussed now is TikTok and if it's going to be banned. Recently, a former exec at TikTok's parent company raised some more alarm bells. This person claimed he was the head of engineering at TikTok for US, but he was claiming that there is a super credential that some employees had that gave them godlike credential to monitor users' personal data, including that of U.S. users, through a special Chinese government installed at ByteDance, which is the parent company of TikTok. So this is, of course, going to raise plenty of alarm bells for the people that already thought that TikTok was being used as a tool to spy on people. Now this is going to raise even more alarm bells. And we saw that, I think it was Montana, that banned TikTok in the state. I said this will probably bring more people to ban TikTok. It's looking like if you get more information like this coming on that's confirming the thoughts of individuals that were already afraid of this app, you're just confirming it. Now you're going to have tangible facts that people can look at. And so that's going to really, really put a damper on the future of TikTok in the US, in my estimation. The U.S. has become and New York City has become the most polluted city because of the Canada wildfires. There's been a smog that's been covering the city for the past few days. They said it's going to clear up in a few days, but it has pushed a yellowish smog over the city that was pretty prevalent yesterday. It's cleared up today. So those in New York are being advised to be careful, wear a mask if needed, But that's just, I thought it was crazy news. You see the pictures on social media, you'll understand that that was crazy. Two other big stories that came out. One, the SEC is suing Binance as well as Coinbase. So they're being sued for bypassing regulatory, you know, things that they needed to check off. They're pretty much saying, right, the SEC is pretty much saying that Binance and Coinbase were operating as unregistered exchanges in the U.S. Binance selling crypto assets, the SEC now classifies as securities, including popular tokens like Solana and Cardano. Pretty much saying if you are exchange or if you're listing assets, you have to go through certain protocols. And they're saying that some of the protocols, they didn't do that, especially for some of the tokens that were supposed to be securities. Like, people are raising money, and if you're raising money, you have to do a whole bunch of processes that a lot of these, you know, tokens were bypassing, right? Some of these tokens aren't looked at as securities. Some are looked at as digital assets, and some are looking at as networks, for like Bitcoin. So they wouldn't have to go through that same registration process to be offered to the public. But for the ones that were registered and classified as securities, they would have to. If they didn't, that's why you're seeing the suit between the SEC against Binance and Coinbase. It's going to be significant fines and penalties that are going to be on the table. It's going to hamper, you know, just the credibility in the short term for, you know, some cryptocurrency and some of these exchanges. It's going to really make people take a hard look if they still believe in the long-term viability of the networks and the why they were buying cryptocurrency in the first place. So that's a big thing you're going to see tied up in litigation for years. I think the CEO of Coinbase is on CNBC yesterday talking about this. So that's going to be something that you're going to see back and forth in the media for a while. Another big story that I was super shocked to see. So PGA Tour is the governing body that oversees golfers and the tournaments that the golfers play, and they separate the winnings by how high up you rank in a certain tournament. They have strict rules, regulations. They had the players locked down exclusively until a Saudi-backed Live Golf company arose in 2021, and they started offering huge sums of money to PGA Tour golfers to join the Saudi-backed Live Golf. And it became a heated rivalry with lawsuits. The PGA Tour commissioner pretty much said that, you know, players should not go over to Live Golf because of where the money comes from, and that he has talked to families that were part of 9/11 and pretty much saying it was immoral to go play for Live Golf and to take the, you know, in some cases, players being offered $200-$400 million to join Live Golf and leave PGA Tour. Yes, a few days ago, the news came out after all of that. It was like a year and a half of slamming Live Golf. They've now joined forces. They've merged. They have merged into one entity, and the PGA commissioner has gone back on everything he said and has now taken a huge check to merge into one entity and bring all the golfers back together and now become one entity. It was just shocking news to me after hearing all the things that were said by the golf commissioner that they would just join this entity not very long after. People saying it's good for the golfers, good for the game, because the golfers aren't separated. You had, you know, some of the more talented golfers on each side and they couldn't play together. And so now it's better for golf. Great. I understand that. But yeah, just the commissioner's going back on his word, that's just, you know, crazy to see, especially after being so hard against, you know, Live Golf and what they stood for. And now they're merged. It's kind of crazy. So one of the bigger stories I've seen in a while, especially when it comes to golf. That merger is just, you know, incredible. So read more about it. If you're looking at what the PIF, which is the investment fund that is Saudi-backed, that is doing a lot of these investments, they're kind of trying to take over sports. They invested heavily into some soccer players and brought some soccer players over to their league. And they offered Lionel Messi $1.6 billion for a 3-year contract. That's the biggest contract ever offered, I would assume, ever. But guess what? He did not take that offer. and he's actually going to be coming to the US to play for Inter Miami. And he got a pretty sweet deal on this side as well. He's going to be getting reportedly a share of Apple profit sharing, as well as a share of Adidas profit sharing, and the opportunity to be a partner, a minority owner in Inter Miami after he retires. So that could, you know, presumably be also a huge deal in the billions range as well. But the money being thrown around right now, especially in sports, is quite astounding if you look at what's happening. But it's pretty cool that he will be going to the U.S., a big soccer star. Obviously, he's on probably one of the biggest. Cristiano Ronaldo, Lionel Messi, two biggest stars in soccer. You could argue about which one's the best. But he's coming to the U.S. He's on the later end of his career, but still a huge draw. Huge draw, great player, and he is coming over here, which is pretty exciting news for all of those that like soccer. That's a lot. I think there was another big news item that dropped was Apple's Vision Pro. What do you guys think about the VR headset? I like this one compared to all the other ones that have been put out. When you look at Meta, I think PlayStation's put out one as well. This one looks more augmented reality, whereas you will be still be able to see everything happening in real world, as well as be able to control apps and different things with your phone in the augmented reality app headwear. It's really, really cool. It debuts at $3,500. I think they're bringing it out next year. It's going to be take a while. I think it's going to be niche to start, but they envision this really replacing the iPhone at some point. They envision everyone walking around with some sort of headset and being able to be that augmented reality space, which will be pretty interesting. I'm for it. I like technology and efficiency of it. If it makes your life easier, it's something to like. So I think that's really going to be really interesting to see how it stacks up against other things. Google, which is a great company, is now one of the last companies to say that there's going to be a hybrid work schedule. So we saw like pretty much everyone else say it was finance, other tech companies, Main Street, say you should be working in the office, whether it's five times a week for some people to three to four times a week to others. And Google is now saying most of the time, if you're near the office, you should be in the office at least three times a week, which makes sense. I think that's a fairly good hybrid schedule, right? Two to three times a week versus zero, which would be the company doesn't like because they lose productivity. Again, and then five times a week would be the employee just doesn't want to commute that much. It just takes a lot of energy for people to do that. So they've brought it down to three times a week, which I think is a good mix for people that are, you know, working. I think that's a good mix. Wow, folks, there was so much news today. I think that's the way we want to keep it. We don't want to jump into any other things today as far as questions. We'll do questions or roundtable next week because there was so much news. Last thing, for those who are keeping count on the NBA Finals, it is now 2-1 Denver over the Heat in the series, the race to four wins. I said Denver in six. I'm sticking with it. I said Denver in six at the beginning of this. Hopefully I am on target or close to on target. They won last night and they will be playing again next week. So we'll be watching out for it. But next week, you'll be also here and tuned in because we're good for now, but we'll be back next week. See you soon. Mm-hmm.